The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. There's a time for kidding around and a time to be serious. This is not one of them.
Broadcasting coast to coast to coast, whatever that means, this is the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on, Raj?
Hey.
Hey, Rerun.
Ha!
It's Friday, Albin.
I know.
And you know what happens on Fridays?
The weekend begins?
You know what? Funnily enough.
Funnily.
That's exactly the case.
Funnily?
The
Did
begins.
You say funnily enough?
Funnily enough. Last night, by the way, in a couple of minutes, we're going to continue our conversation with the great Oz Guinness. If you're wondering, did I tune in on a very special day? This is a very special day. Oz Guinness is the bomb. He's all that girl.
Yeah.
He is the bomb. Oz Guinness is it. He has a brand new book out. I just want to say to folks, if you care about America, you should read Oz Guinness's new book, and his previous book was
Suicide,
a Free People's Suicide.
This is Last Call for Liberty.
This is Last Call for Liberty, but mm-hmm. he is a treasure. He's become a friend. He's been a friend, actually, for many years. He's the one that really came up with the idea for Socrates in the City. Lo, these 19 years ago.
No.
This very night. Actually, it's true. But I want to say in a couple of minutes, we're talking to Oz Guinness. And this is part two. If you missed part one, that was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah.
Yes. It was yesterday.
Thursday,
right. Hour one.
In any event, very important. Very important. He is just a treasure. So I want to talk about that. In hour two, we're talking with a Hillsdale College professor of military history. Fascinating. To get to talk to him. We've got Veterans Day coming up. Okay, Albin.
Yes.
We have a lot to talk about right now.
Right now.
I want to say, first of all, last night I went – my wife and I never get to do this. I think we're middle-aged people who live on the Upper East Side, you know. Mm. Yesterday.
Mm. Is that a badge?
Honor? No. It's just kind of funny to me that I realized, like, hey, what happened? But we went downtown to hear our friend. She's been on this program many times. Her name is Melanie Penn.
Oh, yes.
And she's got a new album coming out. She's doing a Christmas show here in New York on the I think it's the 16th of December. So if you're in New York on the 16th of December, Melanie Penn's got a big show. But she's been on this program, and she is a singer-songwriter, and she is so terrific. I mean, she's a woman of Christian faith. Not all her songs deal with that directly. I mean, she's just like a regular singer-songwriter who touches on issues of faith and life and pain. And, you know, like she's terrific. And so we went last night, and we heard her, and our friend Sally Lloyd-Jones was there.
Oh, wow.
And if you were listening to this program not too long ago, we had on Laura Sauriat, who was our guest. So it was just kind of a fun thing. I just want to let people know there are fun things happening in New York.
There are.
That if you are looking for something fun and wholesome, there was no stabbing. There was no Antifa mob. It was just delightful. But Melanie Penn has a new album coming out. And we really enjoyed that last night. It was a real blessing. Thank Melanie for all she does. She's true. She's been on this world tour. This is the weirdest thing. Melanie was, no joke, I looked at all the dates that she was playing, and she was overseas, and she was in Greece, and I thought, Greece? Only I go to Greece. Melanie, what are you doing in Greece?
Right.
She played in Athens. 2 days later, she played in Danbury, Connecticut. That's my hometown.
Unbelievable.
I thought that is the weirdest.
It's like a stalker.
I was going to say, are you stalking me with your concert tour? And my wife had to have words with her.
Ooh.
Like, stay away from my man. No, honestly, it was so weird. But that's what we did last night. This weekend, tonight, I get to see my daughter. And everybody knows. I say this on the program. She doesn't listen to the program, so I can say, I love my daughter so much. She has all the pressure of being an only child. So I just crush her with, you know, like she has to meet all of our emotional needs. And I'm, you know, I'm this romantic dad. Like, you know, Suzanne's not so much like that. She's more of a mother than a dad. But it's just so.
That's good. Works out pretty good.
So
funny.
So I get to see my daughter. So I'm all excited about that. So anyway, are you doing anything special this weekend besides
this weekend,
not showing up here?
No. Really kind of relaxing. You know, it was a big high pressure week this week because of the election.
And,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, speaking of which.
Yes, get into that.
Speaking of which. Okay. The election.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to say on that. We've got some viewer, some listener mail. I want to read something, and then I want to talk about Mark Taylor, the prophet that was on this program. Joanne Swinehart writes from Oregon. She says, listening to your show, I'm a taxes super for about 6 months. Wait till we move to the TBN studios. People's minds are going to be blown when they see that. Anyway, but it says, by now I feel you are one of my closest friends.
Mm.
You make me laugh nearly every day, and very often you say exactly what I'm thinking. This is obviously a brilliant woman.
Of course.
I just finished listening to your interview with Mark Taylor. I started listening to him soon before President Trump's miraculous election. I'm still in awe of that night. It was a great interview. Thanks for having the courage to have him on your show. Anyway, just wanted to say hi and thank you for your delightful show. Okay, that's Joanne from Oregon. First of all, when people write things like that, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. That blesses me. But it's interesting. The Mark Taylor thing, I was, you know, to have someone like that on this program, I'm going way out on a limb.
Yes.
Because most people who listen to the program would just be like, I don't know. That sounds weird. That's you know, but I thought he's done enough to warrant having a conversation. It doesn't mean I necessarily agree with everything. And he said some things that I consider shocking. I mean, for him say there's going to be military tribunals and Obama and Hillary are going to go to jail.
Yep.
When I heard that, my smoke came out of my ears. I thought that's the most ridiculous
thing.
Well,
far.
I mean, but here's what's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody says God spoke that to me and they have a track record, they're not loony, I have to take it seriously. I have to say, look, anything's possible. And, you know, but I take it with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But when he said there's going to be a red tsunami in the election, you may remember if you listen to the tape, I said to him, wait a minute. Did God say that to you or is that your opinion? He said, no, that is just my opinion.
Okay.
Now, it was important that I said that because the reason I say that is because if somebody prophetically says God said this to me and it doesn't happen, you need to hold them accountable.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just say, hey, well, he got it wrong. People do that all the time. It infuriates me. If you say God said something, you better get it right.
Yeah.
This is not a small thing, right? So the red tsunami thing, I pushed him on that and I said, did God say that to you? Like, you know, I mean, again, maybe there are plenty of people listening who think the whole thing's nuts. But I'm just saying, like, given the context, if somebody says that they hear from God, I want to know, what did God say to you? What do you think God said to you? So the red tsunami thing was not God. He said, this is my opinion, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, fine. And in fact, we did not have we would call a red tsunami.
No.
And Mary Colbert, who wrote the book with him, also said there's going to be a red tsunami. And I think, look, if people are I want to say this for my audience, that when you're talking about the prophetic, I have no patience for people who dare to say God said something if God didn't say it. If God didn't say it, you better not say that he did say it. You
right.
better say, here's what I think. I have an impression about this or da 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 da. But you cannot say God said something unless God actually said it, and it's a high bar, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to take you outside the camp and stone you, but close.
Yeah, we should think about it.
We're going to hold your feet to the fire, literally. Well, I just say that because I want people to understand that I take this stuff really seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when somebody says God said something, you're like, wait a minute, what? God said something to you? Okay, then if that's true, there's no room for fallibility or fudging,
right?
Okay? So when you say that God said to me that Obama and Hillary are going to go to jail, it's going to be military, if that doesn't happen, you know, a pox on your house. That's right. So so he's going way out on a limb, and I went out on a limb by having on the program. But I also want to say I always have people on the program with whom I have some disagreement. We talk to everybody because God values everybody, and I don't want anybody to think like if I have somebody on, it means I agree with everything they're saying. this is not that kind of a program, folks. This is a program where I talk to all kinds of people. God loves everybody. We just want to show different perspectives and stuff. When we come back, Oz Guinness. Now, here's the thing with Oz Guinness. I do agree with every syllable that Oz speaks. He is one of my heroes. Oz Guinness coming up right after the break. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur.
You've wrestled with that issue for so long. You don't know who to talk to. You're too embarrassed to tell your friends or family what you're dealing with. You're even reluctant to talk to your pastor. I know, I was there too. But it got to a point that something had to change. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just to try it out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Let them help. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our best seller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and as promised, we get to continue our conversation with Oz Guinness. The new book is Last Call for Liberty. Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. Oz, welcome back. It's a joy to continue the conversation. I guess I'll start with you by asking, there are many people whom we would call conservatives. They call themselves conservatives. They might read this book and say they agree with everything in it, but they've remained staunchly anti-Trump. It's very curious to me because I understand, I think, their objections to the president. But when you see things laid out as they are, when you see what the people on the left have embraced, it strikes me that only to preserve freedom, you'd have to say, I've got to go with Trump. That's been my calculation. I'm mystified 2 years into his tenure that there are still people whom I respect and in some cases love who don't see what's at stake, don't seem to see what's at stake.
No, it's a sad thing to me too, Eric. And the way I put it is this. And down here in Washington, you often can't have any discussion. In about 5 seconds, it'll be about Donald Trump. And I would argue that Trump is not the cause of the crisis. He's the consequence. So the folly of these people who are never Trumpers, who can't see anything else or say anything else, is they're overlooking the real crisis, which is happening on their watch. And this is crazy. They're asleep at the switch when the real problems are accelerating because of their fixation, their obsession with Donald Trump. Now, I've argued openly that he's kind of like God's wrecking ball, Trump is. And he stopped America in its tracks, giving the country 4 years, maybe 8 years, of a chance to rethink. If we'd had 8 years of Hillary following 8 years of Obama, and I'm bipartisan, but it would have set America in its course in concrete.
Okay, now I just want to stop you there because it's so good to hear you say this because I have made that case over and over and over again. It typically falls on deaf ears when I'm speaking to people who are, many of them, very dear friends. They seem to think, this is to me the crucial issue, they seem to think that what you just said is not true, that it would never have been set in concrete, that we would have easily survived 4 or 8 years of Hillary Clinton. Okay, we have to fight, but my point of view and yours just now is that no, unfortunately, to have elected Hillary Clinton would have been to end the conversation. It would be over. American freedom would not be recoverable. A lot of these people would mock me for saying that. They simply don't agree. I don't see their point, but it seems to me you don't either. In other words, you are convinced. You say set in concrete. Why so dramatic? Why do you say that?
Well, let me be clear, and it's not an attack on, say, Mrs. Clinton per se. Many people who are on that side, unwittingly so, they don't realize the ideas and the operating principles they're working under don't come from the American Revolution. Whatever words they use, they come from another side. So some people are unwittingly. That's why we've got to make them think deeper and face up to the logic of what's happening. But I think if we see the full logic of it, it would have represented the triumph of that left liberal view from the French Enlightenment and the end of the Republic of as the great experiment of freedom as the founders set it up. And you can see today the attacks on the founders are just unbelievable. About all that's left is the word constitutional and unconstitutional. That's still referred to all the time, but only out of lip service. Unpacking the principles and the ideas of the founders, they don't do that. And I think there are three reasons. One is the founders' blind spots, no question. There was evil left in the Constitution, the three-fifths laws. There was hypocrisy. But then you had the Charles Beard, Parrington School, you know, the turn of the 20th century, and they were quasi-Marxist. And then you had the progressives, from Woodrow Wilson right down to Obama, who said, yes, the framers were terrific, as it were, in their time, but we're in a different time, and we've gone beyond them. And you put those three things together, the responses to the evils but not in the Martin Luther King or an Abraham Lincoln way, and the other two things. And the founders have been basically rejected. For many people, just ignored, forgotten. For others, openly assaulted. And we've had Hillary in for another 8 years. I think that would have put the capstone on that.
Well, I mean, again, I agree violently almost, but I guess when I think of
not violently, I hope, Eric.
No, I said almost, on the verge of violence.
I'm teasing you.
I know.
The great danger is that fire starts to fight fire. In other words, that's the horror we saw in Pittsburgh last week. Trump was not behind that at all. He's the most pro-Israel president we've had since Truman. And yet you see people despairing on the right and the left, taking the power into violence. You know, I had a paragraph in my book, when words break down, violence breaks out. And actually, editorially, someone cut it. And I was disappointed because I'm afraid there could be greater violence and the killing of a leader, which would be tragic beyond words and made things worse. That's happening, you know, Corcyra, or however you pronounce the name in Corfu, in the Peloponnesian War. That's how it climaxed.
Oh, the Greeks say Kerkyra, but it's Corfu. We're not Greeks. We don't have to say that. I don't say Nicaragua. I say Nicaragua. We're in America now, so we can pronounce
it. Okay. Well, how do you pronounce that word?
Well, Greeks say Kerkyra.
Kerkyra,
yeah. Or Kerkyra, you know, if you want to say it with a bland American pronunciation, Kerkyra. In any event, we can say Corfu. But, yeah, I think, Oz, that, you know, right now we are we're in such an ugly place that no matter what the president does, even when he does something right, people are so angry that they are going to look for a way to spin it negatively, which of course is why he responds by saying it's the fake news. You know, that it is it's very ugly when you have NBC and other institutions that once were purveyors of news. They once had journalistic integrity. That's gone. And that, to my mind, is horrifying. You know, you talk about the institutions. I mean, when the Fourth Estate is not doing its job, or when they've gotten in bed with one political party, that's very dangerous for all Americans, even those Americans, of course, who are in that party.
Well, I agree with you. And what you're beginning to describe is what you might call the logic of this new revolution. And so you have the triumph of the ideas, the long march, put it in shorthand. And then you have the failure in the 2016 election and the rise of resistance. And then you have the Kavanaugh hearings, and now we're seeing reactions to that. In other words, if we follow the logic, it is spiraling downwards. We don't know what will happen next because humans are free, but we do know why what happens next will happen. And it should be stopped pretty soon, or it's the end of the republic, and there'll be an outbreak of terrible violence. And I think we've got to be very careful moving beyond the partisanship. I'm not disagreeing with Trump. I think the press have been appalling.
No, it's been truly shocking. I have to say, I look at the New York Times every day, and I laugh out loud with Suzanne. I get the paper, and I look here every day, every single day. I am stunned at how they have managed brilliantly to spin something against the president. It's as if it's like a, you know, a crossword puzzle. You've got to work really hard to get it, but they get it. They figure out a way somehow to spin a story against him, and then they very cynically, they put the news analysis on the front page, and most people don't know what that means, that in fact it means this is an editorial, but we're putting it above the fold on the front page of the New York Times. And so the paper really has become, you know, one big editorial. And I'm just concerned, but I think I hope that the free market can help. You know, I hope that other news organizations will pop up here and there, or will flourish as some of these others go away. But it's depressing. Let me say that.
No, I agree. I used to work freelance for the BBC, and some of their coverage has been really sad. But of course, if you look back, I listened to speeches of Winston Churchill in the 30s. He couldn't get his voice out in the 30s because the Chamberlain-style appeasement was everywhere. So I'm afraid you have these things in the past, but the press is absolutely appalling at the moment.
I didn't know that Churchill couldn't get his voice out in the 30s. That's very interesting to me. It's encouraging in its way because I think that, you know, we've got very similar things happening right now. But I am encouraged in many other ways. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Oz Guinness. The book is Last Call for Liberty. I think you must read it. Last Call for Liberty.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Oz Guinness about his important book, his new book, Last Call for Liberty. Oz, that's a dramatic statement, Last Call for Liberty. This is it, effectively, is what you're saying. And I think, you know, to go back to what we talked about a moment ago, that you really did believe that in this election, the last election, 2016, I mean, that Trump bought us time, that without his election, we would have been out of time. So if it's true that he has bought us time, that these horrible things we're talking about are not yet set in concrete, what can we do in the remaining 2 or 6 years in his presidency? What must we do?
Well, here in Washington, I constantly call for leadership in a Lincoln-like way. In other words, a conviction of the importance of the Declaration and the founding first principles and tackling the evils of today in the light of that. But at the same time, Eric, I mean, here we are, you and I are followers of Jesus. One of the things we can do is to pray. And my wife, Jenny, and I pray every single day a prayer that we learned from Derek Prince. I don't know if you know his story. He was an atheist and a philosopher at Cambridge, became a don. And then World War II broke out and sent him to the Middle East. And the British morale was terrible. Rommel had backed them up 700 miles in retreat, and the class divisions in the army were appalling. And so he prayed, and he said, Lord, what do you want me to pray? And the Lord gave him this one sentence: set over us a leader such that it's to your glory to give us the victory through him. Well, Churchill fortunately fired the general, took him back to Britain, and sent out someone else who unfortunately died en route in a plane accident, I think. So he sent out a relative unknown, and the unknown brought the army together in the square in Cairo or Alexandria, I'm not sure which, and said, let's pray to the Lord of the armies for victory. And what followed was the Battle of El Alamein and a turning point in World War II in the Middle East. And Jenny and I take up Prince's prayer, and we pray daily, Lord, set over us leaders, in plural, such that it will be to your glory to give us the victory through that. Now, I don't know who it'll be, but we pray for someone with a sense of history and with courage, who will really know what it is to call the nation back to what Lincoln called the better angels.
Well, it's fascinating to me, before I react to this, the last part, just to think of that general not so many years ago exhorting his troops to pray. That is not something, it strikes me, that anyone could do today, which is itself horrific.
Well, actually, the military is one place you've got an awful lot of people who are people of a very strong faith. They might have trouble expressing in public because the ACLU and others will pop up. But there's actually an extraordinary amount of strong faith in the military.
Well, I realize that, but the idea that you really do need courage, and you said that, you need courage. And I talk about this all the time, that there's so many timid people. There's so many people that are worried about losing some little thing, and so they compromise their whole soul in a way because they don't want somebody to cock an eyebrow at them. It's extraordinary not to realize what's at stake. But I think that God has to lead us in this, as you say. There's no doubt that without Him we can't do it. And I'm sure you agree with this. We really need revival in the land. That's when you're really desperate, you realize only God can do it, whatever it is that we're going to do with his help, or it's not going to get done. Because I do think that increasingly people are seeing that apart from God, we can't do anything, that he is our strength.
Let me pick up a story there. The man who put covenants and therefore constitution back in the map is a Jewish scholar called Daniel Elazar. In one of his late books, he said, you know, covenants come out of the Middle East, where you have a culture of oases. And he said, what makes an oasis? No oasis is larger or luxuriant or more long-lasting than what? Its wellspring. And his point was that the heart of covenantalism and constitutionalism, you have to have the vitality of faith, underlying freedom, human dignity, all sorts of things. And so that's something people of faith have a very important part today.
It's amazing to me also that this president, who probably never met an evangelical until he ran for president, I would bet, you know, being a New York developer. I live in New York, and it's just, you will never bump into one. You'll never bump into anyone who knows one. It's just a secular world. But it seems to me that he early on understood that people of faith themselves understood what was possible in his election. And I think he was flattered and moved by that. And so it's caused him more and more to understand things like religious liberty and these kinds of things in his way. I mean, he's not going to write an essay about it for The Wall Street Journal. But the point is that in his gut, he's getting these things, and he sees that faith is at the heart of what's made America great. He's even said that a number of times. And so I'm encouraged, I have to say, because I do think that this is we're living in times where that point has to be made, and we have to have leaders willing to run interference, as it were. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Oz Guinness. Last Call for Liberty is the book. Last Call for Liberty. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long, but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Hey there, it's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. The easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Billy Joel. I'm Eric Metaxas. And my guest for this hour is Oz Guinness. The new book is Last Call for Liberty. Oz, you know, I think that many people despair because there are lies that have grabbed a hold of the culture, and they're very difficult to get off, so to speak. They're like barnacles on the ship of state. It's something that you hear over and over again that well, so many different things that you hear over and over again that are lies, that that the founders were themselves racists, that what we have
isn't worth keeping and that we can find something better. And so many people have bought into this. One of the classic examples of this is the idea of, you know, the so-called separation between church and state, which is meant to protect the churches from an overbearing state, from government. And everybody seems to think that, okay, now we all know that that religion has no place in public life. Somehow we have to have a secular, naked public square, in the words of Richard John Neuhaus. These are lies that have really grabbed a hold of the culture, and it's difficult to do anything to get people to see beyond them.
But we've all got to do things at a level. You're doing it so well right now, Eric. But equally, that's why we need a leader who will stand. I personally think if you look back in history, you either have charismatic leaders in the small C sense, like a Martin Luther King, or people at the Senate level or higher, because they have much higher megaphones. Someone's got to set it all out and show how crazy. You can't go piecemeal. There's so many little controversies, scandals, you know, incidents. Someone needs to tie it all together and show what the fundamental choices are. Much more sort of like Elijah. You know, if Baal is God, follow Baal. If the French Revolution and its heirs are your ideas of freedom, follow it. But this is where it leads. And if the American, no, we come back to the American Revolution, we've got to acknowledge there were flaws. The three-fifths law in the Constitution was both evil and hypocrisy. It was a contradiction of the very Declaration, liberty and justice for all. Sadly, it was there because a lot of people who disagreed with slavery didn't want to say so, or they wouldn't have had the votes of the southern states to join the Union. And that was tragic. And that's what Lincoln tackled in the light of the Bettering. He didn't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Today, in the light of the French stuff, people are throwing out the baby, bathwater, and all without realizing the alternative is infinitely worse.
Well, that's the thing. Lincoln, you know, only again through reading your book, A Free People's Suicide, was I finally tuned in to the magnificence of Lincoln and to how he, more than anyone I can think of, appreciated the founders and what they accomplished. I'm amazed at his deep patriotism. It's a funny thing that he is widely regarded as a great hero, as maybe the greatest president, but people don't seem to look at the kinds of things that he said. He was a deeply religious man, calling to people to pray, and you know, and of course that's in the latter part of his life in his presidency, but people seem to ignore that if anyone said anything near what he said today, they would be hounded out of office because they just couldn't get away with it in this day and age. But he was somebody who I think uniquely saw the genius of the founders, and it's amazing to me that just through him we wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah, but Eric, a couple of weeks ago I was in Philadelphia for some meetings, and you read the story of how he went there in February 1861 on his way from Springfield to be inaugurated in Washington. He gave a couple of speeches, both of them off the cuff, you know, in connection with Independence Hall, and he says all his, what he calls his political feelings, his convictions, came from the declaration passed in that building. And then he finishes the first speech by saying, he quoted Psalm 137, you know, which of course is, "If I forget you, O Jerusalem," and he says, thinking of the declaration, "May my right hand forget its cunning, and may my mouth cleave to the roof of my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I am unfaithful to these teachings." And so you can see the passionate conviction. In that same speech, he says he hopes to be resolving challenges of the Union, and if he isn't, he may be assassinated. And of course, the next time he was there, it was when he was lying in state after his assassination. Mm. But his convictions are very, very profound. And that's why I say there isn't another Lincoln, but we need a Lincoln-like leader who understands the founding and who addresses the evils, because there are evils today. There are crises today.
Yeah.
But addresses them in the light of the better angels.
Well, it's interesting because the one thing that Lincoln saw that many have seen, but that few in public life today seem to see or acknowledge, is that God has in fact, had his hand on this country. When Lincoln goes as far as to call us, you know, the almost chosen people, it's an unbelievable statement. But you can tell that he knows it in his bones, that he feels it. And that's why he feels this holy call to do what he must to preserve the Union. It's an amazing thing, because that idea that Providence has its hand on this country, it's not something that people talk about in public life, but it seems clear and clear to me, even with the election of this flawed president, that somehow God is not through with us.
And of course, you know, you referred to Lincoln in his first and second terms. People argue, probably rightly, he was once almost an atheist.
Yeah.
And he came to have that incredible sense of the Lord and providence in history through the experience of the presidency. And one hopes that President Trump will too. And I just hope that the more people like you who are invited in, who are thoughtful, some of our so-called evangelical and Christian leaders are not exactly the paragons of deep thinking. So I hope you will one day have a chance to really talk to the president in much greater depth.
When you speak about shallow Christians, I'm sure you must mean my dear friend Greg Laurie. If you spend any time with him, you'd know how shallow he is. I say that as a joke. He's a dear friend, and he's brilliant, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. We're going to come back, folks. This is just a wonderful conversation with Oz. Going to stick around.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Oz Guinness. We just have a few moments left. Just a moment ago, I was disparaging my friend Greg Laurie. I misspoke. I meant Pastor Jack Graham. I just want to be clear on that. Oz, we just got a few minutes left. We're talking about your book, Last Call for Liberty. As we're talking about this, I'm reminded of what, again, I learned from you about Lincoln's speech at the Springfield Lyceum. He was a very young man. And he spoke about some of the things that we're talking about right now. It's amazing to think that he spoke about these things when he was so young, that he understood this in his 20s already. But he talks about the silent artillery of time. Talk about that just for a moment, because when we say last call for liberty and how America's genius for freedom has become its greatest threat, that's really what we're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, I was reading on Rome when Caesar Augustus died. He believed he created a permanent way of life for Rome. Of course, it didn't last, and you go to Rome today, it's ruins. And the idea that you can create a free society that can live free forever is incredible, but that's what the framers tried. The trouble is Americans today don't know the system they tried, and in neglecting it, they haven't put a better one in its place, which is absolutely disastrous, because all history tells us that free societies never, ever last for long. Freedom becomes its own worst enemy and undermines itself in various ways. And that's what's happening today. So I think it's not just that a good style of freedom is undermining itself and running to seed. That's happening in places. But it's also that a bad style of freedom coming down from 1789 is increasingly the freedom of the liberal left and the intelligentsia. And that combination of good freedom wanting to seed and bad freedom supplanting it is absolutely deadly to this country.
I mean, wouldn't you say that
this amazing generation?
Wouldn't you say that the bad freedom that the left has embraced, the bad freedom of 1789, is in fact not freedom?
Well, yes, it'll lead to sometimes to totalitarianism, sometimes just to plain old license, sometimes to confusion of identity. Take some of the extremes of transgenderism. It'll lead to chaos in all sorts of directions, and therefore a rebound into control and the end of freedom. So you can spell it out in various ways, but it spells the end of the American Republic as it's been known for more than two centuries.
Well, I hope people are listening and know that it really is. This is the last exit before the toll. We've got to get serious. We've got to educate ourselves. I think I can recommend that people begin with your book, Last Call for Liberty. Folks, I hope you'll get a copy of Last Call for Liberty. And before that, of course, A Free People's Suicide. And if you've mastered those two, you can pick up If You Can Keep It. In fact, if you read those two, you can write If You Can Keep It. Oz, we're out of time. So grateful to you. Thanks so much.
Always a privilege, Eric. Thank you.
Folks, keep listening. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. The book is Last Call for Liberty. Thanks.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.